sexual predators and comprehensive sex education both break down inhibitions. That's what they start with. They also gain trust with the child and then slowly start to get them towards sexual activity.
Anything goes. You are teaching children adult child sex. You're teaching transgender issues. And, you know, children are moldable and influenced by that.
They said, okay, now we need you and your team to be able to explain what homosexuality is to a four-year-old student.
To introduce this kind of material at that age, frankly, it's child abuse.
You're going to teach our children that it's okay for any two children of any age, of any sex, to have sexual intercourse with each other as long as two components are present. One's using a condom and they both give consent. Did I hear that correctly?
It's not a neutral venue. There's no such thing. Okay, the schools are doing your job. They are discipling your children, but they're not discipling them in the faith of Jesus Christ.
It's only the exceptional child that even survives that system. Most do not survive, most have not survived.
They believe that children are sexual from birth and that they deserve and have the right to be sexually active and to seek sexual pleasure. And if anyone is stopping them from that, then you are judging and oppressing them.
Even kindergarten now, they're wanting to teach them more and more perverse information and acts and put that into the children's minds. And once that poison is in the child's mind, it doesn't leave. They'll always remember what they learned. And it's by design, it's orchestrated.
In my humble opinion, it will be worse before it gets better.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice on where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you so much for keeping it tuned here. Well, folks, very, very excited to bring you this hour. If you missed any portions of our first hour, I strongly recommend that you pick it up in the podcast. You can get it at chosengenerationradio.com. That's chosengenerationradio.com. Don't forget to support our sponsors. Patriot Mobile, the only Christian conservative mobile phone company. They are a national mobile phone company. They give you coverage wherever you are, and they provide you that, and you get to support a company that's supporting our Christian values. And I think it's so important that we stop supporting companies that don't support our values. And as replacements for those companies come up and come online, we make a shift and we make a change. 972-PATRIOT is the number to call. 972-PATRIOT. Use the code CHOSEN for a free activation or go to patriotmobile.com/chosen. That's patriotmobile.com/chosen. Also, I encourage you, don't forget, we need your support here at Chosen Generation Radio, especially for our ministry in India. paypal.me/PastorGreg. paypal.me/PastorGreg. You can make a contribution today. Exodus 22, 2 and 3. If a thief is caught in the act of breaking into a house and is struck and killed in the process, the person who killed the thief is not guilty of murder. Hello? Yeah, you're not guilty of it. There's also Luke 11, 21. When a strong man fully armed guards his own mansion, his property is safe. And finally, Isaiah 49:25, who can snatch the plunder of war from the hands of a warrior? who can demand that a tyrant let his captives go? I believe we're watching that with our brothers and sisters in the Ukraine. Pastor Vitaly, who I've been in contact with quite regularly here, and am following and texting with and communicating with, and just ask you to continue to keep the Ukrainian people in your prayers. And for us here in America, it's so important. We have a responsibility to push back against the evil. Psalm 94:16 says, "Who will rise up for me against the wicked? Who will stand for me against those who practice iniquity? Have nothing to do with the fruitful deeds of darkness, but rather expose them." That's what we do here on Chosen Generation Radio. My next guest fights back against evil. He fought for our country. He worked diligently, spent a career working to protect and defend the United States of America and fulfill the oath of that both he and I took as a member of the United States Air Force. I took this oath. He's taken the oath as well. Scott Uhlinger, retired CIA station chief, joins us. Scott, welcome. Good to have you back.
Thanks a lot, Pastor Greg. I never really fought my country, but I guess the important thing is everyone who takes that oath was prepared to do so if called upon. So that's what my modest country.
Well, and there's different means by which I didn't have to pick up arms. That wasn't my job. My job was a Russian linguist. But we were still tasked with defending the United States of America against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And certainly, I'm sure that in your career with the CIA, there were times when your life was in danger.
Yeah, maybe right. Maybe a couple, but I was satisfied that when I was in the CIA, I made great contributions to U.S. national security.
Amen.
Much more than I did in the Navy. I would say, looking at both careers, I'd say, okay, what I did in the CIA was much more impactful than what I did because of some personal cases I handled, which of course I cannot even talk about to anybody.
Of course.
For me and my God to know between us.
Amen. Amen. Well, but you were stationed in an area that was a part of the former Soviet Union, correct?
That's right. I was in Moldova, so I was in the neighboring country. So this resounds very closely with me. My father's genetic father, my stepfather, is in Moldova, as is some of my wife's extended family, their aunts and uncles. But you can understand their concerns, as Moldova actually is inundated with refugees. A country the size of Maryland that the average person probably makes $180 a month, but yet they're taking in. Praise be to God, these people are driving to the border, and they're picking up Ukrainians and they're bringing them back to their homes to share what little they have with the Ukrainians who fled.
Yeah.
So this resonates very much personally with me, it's an extremely sad and tragic situation that, it reveals truly why, you have to turn to God.
Talk to me about your thoughts. I know that when you and I spoke previously, you really didn't believe that Putin intended to go this far, to take it to this place, to actually invade the Ukraine. You had felt that, that he was pushing buttons, trying to get certain consolations, so to speak. What do you think it is that pushed this beyond that? And where do you think this puts him?
Right. That's a very good question. So basically, I was pretty much wrong with what I said about Putin, because I was assuming, given his past, that he was a rational actor. What this shows you is not the danger, but the dual edge of intelligence. Okay, here I am. I'm a Russian expert. I live there. Everything else, of course, I don't have any classified information about Putin, about his mental state. But looking at his past and everything else, I was fairly confident that a war would not occur, and I was proved to be absolutely wrong about that. So it shows you that, you know, sometimes intelligence does not get it right. It's not 100% foolproof. And it clearly shows that what maybe we were lacking was, what we were lacking is an understanding, a current understanding of the man's mindset. Now, I think one thing that is, that has happened is that, you know, when you're a dictator, I don't care if you're Genghis Khan or Tamerlane or Putin or Stalin, after you're in power for 20 years, everybody who is possibly a dissenting voice, maybe even a friend, is gone. You've purged them. You're surrounded totally by yes men who are only going to tell you what you want to hear. And so I think that is what we have now. And we have a person who literally is believing their own propaganda. You know, his constant spouting about that the Ukrainians are not really a nation and that, you know, he expected absolutely a rollover given Russian experience in Syria, in Georgia, and in the earlier 2014 Ukrainian conflict, he expected a rollover, and he convinced himself that that was a fact. And everything was geared toward, you know, within 72 hours, I'm going to be in Kiev. So this, what this does, so even though I am mistaken, and you could say perhaps the West was mistaken, mm-hmm. what we are looking at is a massive intelligence failure by Putin. Putin has had a massive intelligence failure because he has absolutely overestimated the strength of his forces, underestimated the strength of the Ukrainian forces, and perhaps most important, has underestimated the swiftness and resolution of Western response.
Something else that I think is interesting, too, you bring up 2014 and the Crimea situation. I was very heavily involved in interviewing. I had Vitaly on almost every other day. We were talking with him live from the Ukraine and that situation. Because remember that there was a Putin puppet that was in charge of the Ukraine back in 2014. This was back in the time when, you know, when we now know that Biden and Obama were manipulating things. They were working with the Putin puppet and they were running money through there. They were supplying money to ISIS, buying oil. I mean, there was a lot of stuff that was going on that was very anti-American and unhelpful to us. But there was a very destable situation, and Poroshenko came in trying to form a new government. In the midst of forming a new government, he was dealing with Russia invasion. So they were not anywhere near the same country that they are today with Zelensky and with the resolve that the people of the Ukraine have to say, no, wait a minute. You know, like Ireland, right? That declared right. its independence from the United Kingdom and said, no, wait, we're done with, or the Scots. I guess the Scots would be an even more appropriate look at this. You know, Robert the Bruce, we are no right. longer going to be subjected to you. We're done with that. We're our own country now.
Right. I think that, yeah, that's absolutely true. They underestimated. But what's truly impressed me, I mean, not only the performance of the Ukrainian army, that goes without saying, what truly impressed me is actually how fast Europe has come together, because mm-hmm. I did not believe that to be possible. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, what you're seeing is it's, they've been able to put some of the toothpaste back in the tube. I mean, Germany is the most prominent example. This is a country that for 15 years was pursuing an accommodationist policy with Russia. Okay, we're going to depend on their cheap energy, but that'll be a yeah. good thing because it'll make them more Western, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that was an utter failure. And of course, at the time, even I knew, serving over there in that area at the time, I knew that was going to be a disaster. Mm-hmm. And it has turned out to be a disaster. Mm-hmm. But the good thing is that they've kind of woken up and realized that literally we've been walking down a path for 15 years that was a mistake. And we need to start walking back. And it's a real shame that they've got to start walking back. But at least they've made that decision to do so, and relatively quickly. What? And so that's a good thing.
And you know, Biden is looking a lot like Neville Chamberlain and Lord Halifax combined, right? I mean, as far as you know, he's just. I mean, what he's done so far. You know, he's thrown a few sanctions at them, but you know, the real stranglehold that he could put on them, because this, I was just told last night, and what is There's a conservative talk show host in Houston that talked about this on his program yesterday, but there is a Russian tanker sitting in the harbor in Houston filled with oil that's ready to offload to the United States.
That's right. And that's the most important thing of all. That is, because the bottom line is, okay, Europeans are leading with sanctions more than us because our president is a demented fool. But even more important is he has taken no action to reverse the unilateral decision on his part to restrict 38% of U.S. energy production. If he did that overnight, that could change that would, you know, the oil prices would drop. And because basically right now the U.S. is financing the Russian army. When oil is $100 a barrel, we are financing the Russian army. And we're importing 600,000 barrels a day of Russian oil products.
A day.
So that needs to be stopped. Now I did see something. Joe Manchin has started talking about that. But, you know, is Biden eventually going to wake up and understand he is deliberately messing up the U.S. response by the sanctions?
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died 4 times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and His natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@pastorgregyoung.com. That's pg@pastorgregyoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well. Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry. And by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the waters. God bless you and keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is Pastor Jackie, has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really, this village is really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. And this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hey, this is Pastor Greg. For only $400, just 400 American dollars, we can drill and buy the equipment to put in these life-changing wells. Would you consider making a donation today? PayPal.me/Pastor Greg. PayPal.me/Pastor Greg. Only $400 changes thousands of lives for generations. You can be a part of that today. PayPal.me/Pastor Greg. Please consider making your best donation today.
We thank and praise God that God has enabled us to put the borewell here in this community. With the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. And this community is so grateful because now they are getting pure and fresh water in their home. And they are doing well and their health is doing good. Therefore, we would like to request all of our supporters and Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry that there are many villages in Punjab, those who are really having big problem of getting pure and fresh water in their villages, in their communities. And God is putting in your heart to donate anything to do or to put the borewells in a needful and poor villages, then you can directly contact Pastor Greg Young or Chosen Generation Ministry. And we pray and we bless all the people, those who have been doing and supporting this borewell through Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. And this pastor is doing the ministry in this community. And please keep us in your prayer. And we are praying for all those who have been supporting to put this borewell through Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. God bless you and God be with you all. And always keep us in your prayer. We are also praying for you. Thank you.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Wow. So much for us to get into. All right, Scott, we got 7 minutes. We're going to try and get into as much of this as we possibly can, folks. So we were talking in the break about some of the actions that are being taken and some of the further actions that can be taken that are really going to hit at the heart of this. And you had mentioned about the barrels of oil, 600,000 barrels a day. That is, and I'm going to put this up on the screen, $62,400,000 just in oil money that's going. Now, one of my guests earlier...
That's daily.
Now, one of my guests was saying, so let's see, 365 times... 62.4 equals, so that's $22,776,000,000.
Wow.
Per year. $22 billion. Right. So that's where that number comes from. Somebody, I had read something that indicated something like $2.7 billion in 2021. And one of my guests said, actually it was closer to about over $20 billion. So here's the number. $22,776,000,000 we have supplied to Russia, and we're on pace right now to give them $22 billion so that they can go in and invade a sovereign nation. And that's only part of the deal. Let's talk about the assets of the oligarchs and the influence that Russia... Everybody wanted to talk about Trump and Russia, Russia, Russia. Forget about that. Ladies and gentlemen, that's already been proven to be completely debunked and made up by a bunch of, drunken intel people in a bar. No, the real truth is the influence that Russia has, and we're seeing it on Biden and on their policies and on the DNC, Scott.
Right. I mean, what I'm saying, that's right, because what really needs to be done is they need to, by refusing to start U.S. oil production, basically that is going to help, or at least not hurt, the oligarchs. but the sanctions are going to punish the people of that country. I don't care whether it's Iraq under Saddam or Russians under Putin. You're going to make the average person suffer. And I don't really think that's the goal here. The goal is to hit the oligarchs and the decision makers where they live. So what you do is you increase oil production. By reducing the price of oil, that is hurting the oligarchs. That is not hurting the average Russian who probably doesn't even own a car. It's not hurting them. It's hurting the oligarchs, the decision makers.
And you,
France and England are taking the lead. Right. Mm-hmm. France and Britain are taking the lead. The United States is following up with the idea of confiscating all land and property owned by the Russian oligarchs, which if the listeners don't understand, it is considerable. Go to Palm Beach, go to Marseille, south of France, Monaco, go to London, where they own like 15% of the real estate. If you confiscate all of that real estate, property, yachts, paintings, everything, and you sell it off and you use that money to help build rebuild Ukraine and to help war orphans, that is absolutely what needs to be done. That is justice. And that hurts the oligarchs. And when the oligarchs see their entire life's work go down the drain, they are not going to be very happy about it.
All right. To that point.
And so that's how you undermine.
That's how you get them. Exactly. Well, and that tanker sitting in the port of Houston right now should not be allowed to dock. It should be sent back. Send it back.
Right. Send it back or seize it.
Yeah. Well, take it. But turn on the pipes here.
Turn on the pipes down here in Texas.
Thing
we can do.
Absolutely.
That's right. It is the most important thing we have to do. We have to do that.
Now real quick, I want to get this in. I want to change topic just very quick. Does Putin's action indicate possibly that he might be in some kind of trouble in his own government? And the reason I say that is that, you know, it appears that you talked about this at the top of the show. You didn't really believe that he was going to do this. You felt as though he was rational. You felt as though this would be an irrational act for him to do it. It is. It obviously is an irrational act. Irrational behaviors are done by individuals that are in desperate situations. Do you think that Putin's in a desperate situation in his own country?
I think now things have changed between now and 10 days ago. I don't think he's at the point where he's in extremis, but I think he's increasingly concerned now about the lack of Russian support for this war effort. And the other thing is that, you know, as long as those body bags don't go home and you know, Ukrainians are saying 5,000 dead, I would cut that number in half. But 2,500 Russian soldiers dead is a considerable amount in 6 days of combat.
You bet.
And when those body bags go home, there is going to be hell to pay. But I'm sure they'll do that in the dead of night, and we'll try to keep that quiet. But meanwhile, Ukrainians will wage modern warfare in the sense of tweeting maybe pictures of the dead bodies, tweeting the names of the dead, things like that, that to get through the iron curtain and let the Russian people understand what is being done in their name. And I do not think that they are going to be happy.
Well, and here's another thing, folks, and this is where we can put pressure on. 202-224-3121. 202-224-3121. Call your senator. Call both your senators. Call your congressman. Tell them we want pressure put on Russia. We want their assets seized here in the United States and oil production to begin. Call the White House, 202-456-1414. 202-456-1414. We, the American people, need to speak because we need to stop the Russia, China.
Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop. It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper, and since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code PASTORGREG for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation radio show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision. So please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Well, I'm very, very pleased to welcome to the program my next guest. And he has... been with us a number of times and has started a beautiful family, and so we weren't able to have him as often as I had wanted to, but now we're able to get him back in the program, and it's just absolutely thrilling to me to be able to do this. He is a Shulman Journalism Fellow at the Freedom Center, an investigative journalist and a writer that focuses on the radical left and Islamic terrorism. I want to welcome Daniel Greenfield to the program. Daniel, welcome. Good to have you, sir.
Good to be back. Thank you so much.
Oh, my sincere pleasure. My sincere pleasure. I hope it was okay to say the family thing. I'm excited for you, brother.
I'm pretty excited too.
I bet. Well, man, it makes the things that you have been writing about, concerned about, all of that, it brings them home to the kitchen table, I think, when you have kids and you have a family and you know, and now you're looking at the world and you're seeing, you know, real direct correlations to how these actions and activities are impacting or potentially impacting your household and your wife and your kids. It makes it even all the more real. And I know that it was very real for you before, but it makes it even all the more real. Does that make sense?
Oh, absolutely. You have skin in the game and you're thinking not just what things are going to be like 10, 20 years from now, 40 years, 50 years. Are my kids going to have to deal with the same things that we're dealing with right now?
Absolutely. And if we don't hold the line, you know, how much worse could it possibly, you know, might it possibly get? I want to talk about something you've been writing about recently, and that is, you know, the drug problem in America that has been precipitated by open borders and something we talked about on this program a long time ago. And that is, you know, the legalization of certain drugs in certain states around the country. And now we've got the cartels that have moved into those states and freely harvesting drugs that then they are illegally sending into other states and outside of our country. They're, you know, exporting this stuff because they can make better product, but a lot of dead people.
Well, yeah, absolutely. The states that legalized drugs made a deal with the devil. They thought they were going to get a lot of money and get rid of crime. Instead, the money hasn't really shown up all that much, and the crime has shown up majorly. Whatever money they're making is more than offset by the added cost of crime and by the added cost of things like homelessness, social dysfunction, drug overdoses. All those really vaporized whatever profits were supposed to appear. And they got very greedy with the money. They thought they were going to make a lot of money from drugs. You know, the drug dealers are still the ones making most of the money, which is why there's still a war on drugs. There's a war on crime. Say California, they're obsessively hunting after all the cartel businesses and the illegal marijuana businesses. Yet they are, the illegal drug economy is still much bigger than the legal drug economy because people still prefer their drugs illegal.
It's crazy that we're still seeing such a huge issue. You write about the fentanyl issue. Talk to me about the fentanyl issue, and where are we seeing that showing up the most?
Well, one of the bizarre situations which we recently showed up with the Biden administration was this entire philosophy of harm reduction, which is not we actually are getting people off drugs, rather it's we're going to enable them to use drugs in what is supposed to be a safe manner. We're going to give them needles. We're going to give them crack pipes. We're going to give them whatever it takes. And there's literally no end to it. It's not just we're going to say that marijuana is fine. Obviously, as we know now, it escalated to the free crack pipes, which is crack. And you actually have some of these groups that the CDC is partnering with that are saying you can use fentanyl safely, which, you know, you cannot. For that matter, you can't use the vast majority of these drugs safely. And by safely, they don't mean that you can actually become a whole person. You can be a functional person. You can be a family man. You can live a normal life. Rather, if you can avoid a fatal drug overdose this week. That is their idea of harm reduction. And we can see the results on the streets of every city. We can see people lying on the streets, needles right on the sidewalk. We can see the most disgusting, depraved examples of human behavior. And we're seeing fentanyl deaths. We're seeing fentanyl deaths out of scale, out of proportion, in no small part because, of course, China is very much financing this. China is getting its reward, revenge for the opium trade by pushing fentanyl in large quantities to Mexico. All this is coming right across the border. They've got the precursor chemicals there, and we've got open borders. So open borders are not just destroying our economy, our demographics, they're also bringing in huge numbers of drugs and killing Americans at unprecedented rates.
Your newest article is up on the screen here, but I'll read it to my radio audience. Forget crack pipes. A CDC provider is promoting safe fentanyl use. My understanding is that you know, fentanyl essentially has the very real potential to be pretty immediately deadly. And did I miss something?
It's incredibly destructive. It's meant to avert pain in practice. At this point, they're adding fentanyl to a whole variety of drugs, and the results are absolutely devastating, especially for people who aren't actually experienced with abuse, but people are just streaming along. They become zombies, and it's just a matter of time. But this is the philosophy that came out of, you know, like all good things, they came out of San Francisco, and the philosophy out of San Francisco was that the goal was now not to criminalize drugs, but to enable drug use, enable safe drug use. And they claim that the only problem with drug use is that we have criminalized drug use. And this is really the philosophy the Democrats have embraced, the left has embraced, and legalizing drugs and claiming really that the only problems with drug use in the past have been that we persecuted drug dealers. We did not allow for safe labeling of drugs. You know, if we treated drugs like any other compound, it would be fine. And this is the philosophy we've seen with drug legalization. And again, we can see the vast increase in homeless numbers, particularly in places like California that legalized drugs. We can see the vast increase in overdoses, particularly during the pandemic. People are increasingly unhappy. They're broken. They lack any sense of purpose. They turn to drugs. And, you know, despite the harm reduction philosophy that's being pushed in these places, it doesn't actually work. We've seen that. You can just go to San Francisco and see for yourself the sheer amount of human misery. Also, Seattle, Portland, all that is incredibly devastating, and it represents broken families, it represents lost children, it represents parents who will never contact their children again. This is really the disintegration of the American social family, and this is another one of the left social experiments that has completely backfired and failed.
Isn't an experiment, Daniel, though, or based on all of the research that you've done, and then maybe take a couple of steps back to look at how it all connects, doesn't it look more like it's their plan? I mean, the plan to destroy the family. I mean, Biden came out not long ago and made the statement that that the traditional family was offensive, that the idea of a father and a mother and children was actually an offense, and we really shouldn't promote such a thing.
The left has always been about deconstructing our society at every level, and it ought to be remembered, actually, that the root of America's drug crisis, when it became really bad, was very much in the Cold War. It was something that the Soviet Union pushed into the United States. Subsequently, various Islamic terrorists have gotten into the drug business, including Iran, which has its own meth empire. Hezbollah, which is an Islamic terrorist group linked to Iran, has been really big in the drug smuggling business. They have a major presence in South America. So now it's China. So our enemies very much view drugs as a way to bring us down to destroy us, and that includes the left, which has always seen drugs as a way to... They promote the drug lifestyle as a way to become hip, to become knowing, to rise above the masses. Yet the actual, you know, as usual with their various degenerate social philosophies, once it's actually implemented, once ordinary people actually adopt this, the impact, again, is absolutely destructive. The family comes apart. The social matrix comes apart. You have just people who are basically zombies staggering around, shoplifting stores and wiping out local businesses, assaulting people randomly, because they've lost their humanity. They've lost their connection with their families, with God, with anything beyond just their aching need for their fix.
Well, and when you tell them that illegal activity is no longer illegal, or that it will be okay, nothing's going to happen to you, go ahead and go into that drugstore, and, you know, as long as you steal below $950 worth of paraphernalia or what have you, nothing's going to happen to you. And so they go in with bags and they clean off. I mean, CVS has closed something like 1,200 stores as a direct result of that. But, you know, what could be wrong with a policy, a domestic policy that includes the promotion of drugs, gambling, and alcohol? And then when you partner with something like the National Football League, where two of their major sponsors are gambling outfits, and their third major sponsor is an alcohol product or an alcohol app, I mean, what could go wrong, Daniel, right? You're just going to include, you know, encourage people to get high, get drunk, and go gamble away the family's money. Well, of course people are going to be homeless. Of course people are going to become desperate. And you're just setting a culture, an entire society up for failure. When we come back, you mentioned about the terrorism aspect and you brought in Iran and that situation. I want to talk with you about your thoughts on Iran, China, and this Russia invasion of Ukraine. We come back with Daniel Green.
Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free. Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Thank you for tuning into Chosen Generation. Chosen Generation is about equipping, encouraging, and challenging this generation to engage culture and to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our city, county, state, and nation to be the Christian influence and light that we have been called to be. Pastor Greg is committed to seeing God's life-changing power work in you. If you need prayer today or have a question, you can reach us at 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. If your church or group would like to have Pastor Greg come and share his passion to raise up a chosen generation, he is available to bring that same life-changing message and anointing to your event. Again, that number is 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. Give us a call and keep on listening, because you are God's chosen generation.
Greetings, Chosen Generation Army. I'm so grateful to be connected with you, my listeners. You are some of the most engaged, responsive, loving, and caring people I know. I need to bring to your attention an urgent need for our ministries in India. While there has become a focus on the Uyghurs in China, our ministries in Jammu, Kashmir, and Punjab are being terrorized by those same Uyghurs, the Taliban, and the mounting CCP army at the border of India. Between these threats and the lockdowns, we find ourselves in need of additional financial support. I'm asking for your help to support these pastors and their families, our orphans, our widows, our Bible students, and our community outreaches. $15 will feed a pastor's family for a month. $20 funds our sewing school instructor, and $150 a week funds our base operations, the orphans, the Bible school students, even the sewing school, and our senior indigenous pastor, Samuel. So please go to paypal.me/Pastor Greg. That's paypal.me/Pastor Greg. Or you can call me at 209-380-8654, 209-380-8654, to make your donation over the phone. Please call us, contact me today, and make your best donation. Thank you, and God bless you.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice on where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here. Let's see. Tomorrow on the program, we'll be joined by Michael Morris, Free Speech America. Emery McClendon, Project 21 Black Leadership, will be talking about Biden's State of the Union address. David Justokas, our constitutional expert, and Rick Manning will be with us tomorrow as well, and I think Brian Braze, he's locked in on the calendar, so I'm believing that we're going to have him with us tomorrow. He is with the Freedom Convoy, so looking forward to having Brian with us tomorrow with Rick Manning. All right, folks, Daniel Greenfield is with me. Daniel, you brought up in our last segment a little bit about the, you know, how the terrorists are making money off of the drug trade, and of course that leads back to Iran and the things you mentioned about that. I want to take a step back from the drug situation and take a look at what's happening with Russia and the Ukraine, and in particular the relationship between China, Iran, and Russia. What is your analysis and what is your what have your investigations revealed relative to the axis that exists between Putin, Xi, and
How do you say that? Rossi?
Raisi.
Raisi?
Raisi.
Okay. So your thoughts
that doesn't really matter.
Yeah, right. Your thoughts with regards to the evil access of those three nations.
So obviously they're motivated by their hostility to the United States, to everything we've built up since World War II. Russia is no longer formally communist, but it's run by a lot of the old ex-KGB people who very much resent the breakup of the Soviet Union. China is formally communist, but in practice has become a kind of a commercial oligarchy. Again, very much hostile and resentful toward us. Both countries are driven more by nationalism than by communism. They're obsessed with building this empire and expanding it as far as possible, and they see us as the obstacle to doing that. Iran has its own grandiose imperial past, but they're building really an ideological Islamic empire. They're the most ideological of three. And because they represent a direct threat to energy supplies in the Middle East, Russia and China both partner with Iran. Really, a lot of Iran's nuclear technology is coming originally from China through North Korea and down the pipeline. But China, of course, is very much aware. They just have plausible deniability. So whether it's nuclear or missile technology, it's coming to Iran ultimately from China. And Russia, obviously, is also playing its role in backing Iran, even though they have historical territorial conflicts that at some point they will going to iron out.
Well, it's you know, the whole situation is really not helped by the weak positions that Biden has taken, and by him not putting any American interests first. This ridiculousness of continuing to buy oil, I was mentioning to my last guest, there is, according to a talk show host that is in Houston, mentioned on his show, his sources tell him that there is a Russian tanker docking in Houston getting ready to unload, you know, hundreds of thousands of gallons of oil. And all that is that's money that is going directly into the coffers, the war chests for Russia in their battle against the Ukraine.
The Biden administration, like the Obama administration, absolutely does not care about American interests. The State of the Union now, Biden is once again going to push his various green energy nonsense. But there is a method to the madness, which is that his investors, Democrat investors, his backers, have put a lot of money into green energy, and they depend on very much pricing the energy grid out of our range. Around here, gas is already at $6 a gallon. They want to do the same thing, just to people's ability to heat their homes, to cool their homes, that they've done to their cars. They want a dollar of every $2 that's spent on energy to go into their pockets. So they're going to aggressively continue to push green energy at a cost of obviously devastating our traditional energy sector. You know, if we wanted to stop Putin long before this, all we had to do was actually export energy and produce enough of it so that we would be comfortable exporting it. The Obama administration, the Biden administration have done everything possible to break America's energy sector and put us all on a starvation diet of windmills and solar panels. And by doing this, they are absolutely enabling our enemies. For example, the Trump administration put sanctions on Chinese solar panels because they're made with slave labor. The Biden administration went ahead and said that the Chinese could double their quota under urging from John Kerry, whose family is in the is invested in the green energy business. So there's always this personal connection as usual. And the result is that China is absolutely profiting vastly from this green energy thing. And the Russians are profiting more indirectly because they're able to monopolize the energy business. They actually want to drill. They actually want to produce and export energy, and they're able to make a lot of money doing that. Russia really does not have much going for it. Without the energy business, it would really literally be the kind of economy that it was during the Soviet Union, where they had nothing. But Putin was smart enough to take over Rosneft, the various energy consortiums. He went into Uranium One, thanks to Hillary Clinton. Mm-hmm. So the Russians have very successfully exploited the energy business, because our own leaders, the Democrats, have absolutely thrown away our energy business.
So how do we get this back, Daniel? What steps do we need to take to turn this around? Because America cannot, I don't think America can survive
if America continues to be dependent on our enemies for oil production, energy production.
Absolutely. Republicans have really used the mantra of energy independence in the past, but the left has turned that around into let's import a whole lot of solar panels and build a whole lot of windmills, which is not energy independence. It's the same thing the Europeans did. Mm-hmm. And their energy grid is worthless. It's why they're getting, it's why they're dependent on Russia for energy. You know, right. Now we're dependent on Russia for energy because we're putting up windmills. Windmills are not a reliable power source. Solar panels are not a reliable power source. I'm in California, and you see the energy, the lights start to flicker in the evening because, of course, the solar panels don't produce energy when the sun is not out. They're solar panels. They're not lunar panels. So what the Republicans, what conservatives have to hammer home is we need actually affordable energy that is grounded in our own energy grid, in our own oil and gas resources, and for that matter, nuclear resources. Instead of this nonsense where we're going to become more dependent on our enemies, on Russia and China for energy. And that is what the green energy, the Green New Deal, all the stuff really means.
Talk to me about how, let's get back to the drug situation. Talk to me about how do we stem that tide? I mean, obviously, I think bringing God back into the picture and getting morality back into our situation, giving people a sense of the value of their lives. I think people have, you know, they're told that life doesn't matter, and they're not given any messages of hope.
No, that is absolutely very true. There's a negative and a positive, and by that I mean that there are things we need to do to stop drug use, but at the same time, we need to actually have positive material in the gap, and this is really what the original war back when they were fighting alcoholism and the a century ago was about. It was about not just prohibiting things. It was about giving people something meaningful with missions, with a sense of purpose. And what we're seeing now is a society that feels very atomized. People are drifting apart. People feel like they don't have meaningful connections. Everything is happening in this virtual world. We're drifting toward a metaverse. We're not actually, communities don't feel like they have meaningful bonds. Parents and children are drifting apart. Everybody is at each other's throats, and that is absolutely the situation where people are looking for escape. They're looking for Netflix, they're looking for video games, and yes, they start looking for things that are chemical in nature because, you know, it's
a means to escape.
It makes me feel good.
It's a means to escape. You know, it's interesting. I'll close with this today. I was watching something called the Heartland Tapes, and it was just something about 9/11 and what had happened at 9/11. And it was just raw presented, newscasters and so forth and their reactions. But the thing I thought was interesting is that there you could tell immediately everybody got a chance to speak. It didn't matter, red, brown, yellow, black, and white. Everybody loved America.
At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men, seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God, and I love his creation, and I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil, and only God is good, and Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest.
Hey, this is Pastor Greg. For only $400, just 400 American dollars, we can drill and buy the equipment to put in these life-changing wells. Would you consider making a donation today? PayPal.me/Pastor Greg. PayPal.me/Pastor Greg. Only $400 changes thousands of lives for generations. You can be a part of that today. PayPal.me/Pastor Greg, please consider making your
best donation today.